and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Welcome. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you today, bringing forth the plight of those without homes. We ask that you bless them with comfort in their discomfort, strengthen them in their struggles and their resilience, and give them resilience in the face of adversity. May your love envelop them, remind them that they're not alone or forgotten. Please provide them, Lord, with a hope they can pierce through the darkest nights and the harshest realities. Lord, fill their hearts with courage to face each new day despite the trials that they encounter. Lord, we also pray for those who are extending a helping hand today to the homeless. Bless them with patience, compassion, and the resources that we need, Lord, to make a difference. Guide us, Lord, as we strive to provide a physical nourishment, emotional support, and a sense of community that welcomes all. In their struggles, Father God, may the homeless feel your presence. Lord, let them know that they are loved and valued. Speak to them in ways that only you can, Lord. Provide them with a comfort during the hot days and resilience during the challenging times. Lord, we hope for a brighter future for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so my sermon title today, oh, there it is. You get it on the screen. Thank you. Thank you, honey. All right. God hears our cries. Amen? God hears our cries. And it's based on Psalms 107, my sermon today, my message today. Amen? And there's four stories in Psalms 107. And these are stories of falling down, crying out to God, and then God answering your prayers. And then us giving thanks for God's prayer, for God's answer. Amen? And of all these four stories, I know we can relate to at least one of them. Amen? So that's the premise, and I got a poem for you guys first. This is called Don't Pass Me By. If the streets could speak, what would they cry? I don't have clothes without a tear. Don't pass me by. The other kids laugh at what I wear. Don't pass me by. I go to sleep hungry and no one shares. Don't pass me by. I wake up starving and no one cares. Do not pass me by. I was abused just being a child. Do not pass me by. Why am I getting all the blame? Do not pass me by. My mother smoked and drank just the same. Do not pass me by. I was molested, so my body I sell. Do not pass me by. My father told me not to tell. Do not pass me by. I am homeless and I want to be fed. Do not pass me by. I lost my job. I need to provide. Do not pass me by. I'm locked in this prison for me to hide. Do not pass me by. I'm not invisible. Please don't ignore. Do not pass me by. There is a reason why I'm poor. Do not pass me by. Who is your neighbor? Jesus asked. Do not pass me by. For the others saw me and just passed. Do not pass me by. One day Jesus will reward. Do not pass me by. I am the least of these you ignored. Do not pass me by. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're here today because we all have a story. Amen? We all have a past. We all have a hope. And that hope is found in Jesus Christ. Amen. Our identity is no longer found. Doesn't have to be found anymore in our addictions or in our pains. Our identity should be found in Christ, because that's what we were created for. Amen? Amen. How many of our servants tonight on Team Jesus were once homeless? Amen. 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 Praise God that you have been made new. Amen. You have been made new. And Psalms 107 is a praise to God. Amen? It's a praise to God for what He's done in our lives, but it's also a picture of God's deliverance, a picture of how God can deliver each and every one of us. And the stories are symbolic, and the first three verses tell us that God is good. Amen? God is good. He hears our stories, and He hears our cries. God hears our cries, and He will redeem all those who are lost when they seek Him and they seek His mercy. Amen? He will redeem those that are lost. So our first three verses say, And I know you guys all know this from the song. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. Amen? That's the first verse. I love it. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those He redeemed from the hands of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. That's our first three verses. Thanks be to God that His unconditional love is for each and every one of us. Amen? Unconditional. We call that agape love, right? Agape love. We just have to receive it. That's all we got to do is receive it. Amen? Now, as we read these stories, think about how they might apply to your life before you found Christ, or maybe your life today. Amen? Excuse me. Our first story. Says, some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Amen? Amen. So does that one sound like your story? Maybe, huh? Did you or do you find yourself before Christ wandering in a desert land? Amen? Are we wandering in a desert land? Have we wandered in a desert land? Have you found yourself wandering in a world where nothing satisfies anymore? Nothing satisfies. Can't satisfy the flesh. Amen? We can never satisfy the flesh. Were you hungry and thirsty and didn't even know it? Right? Because we're not just talking about the hunger and the thirst of the body. We're talking about the hunger and the thirst of the soul. Right? And we can be hungry and thirsty for that and not even know it. But today at this event and at many others given by other brothers and sisters in Christ that are here today, amen? We can give you food at those events. We can give you a drink for your body. But it's the Lord through our worship, through our prayers, and through our messages that can satisfy your soul. Amen? We don't just want to feed the body. We want to feed the soul. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And so it says they wandered, as a lot of us have. And this verse 6 is the key verse, okay? Because it says that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. They cried out to the Lord. In each of these stories, we're going to see that they become desperate. They become desperate, and then they cry to the Lord, and what does God do? God delivers them. Amen. Amen? He delivers them because they cried out to the Lord. You see, God hears their cries. But at the end of each story, they also give thanks to the Lord for his agape love. Amen? They give thanks. So every time it says they cried to the Lord, but you know, what does that truly mean to cry to the Lord, right? What does that truly mean? You see, crying to the Lord goes beyond just praying sometimes. Amen? The Bible says that while we were still sinners, right, Christ died for us. Amen? Yeah. When I was out there running the streets, running and gunning, I wasn't praying, but I was crying out to the Lord. I know that. I know that on my bad days, when I was struggling, when I was starving, when I was strung out, I know I was crying out, and I know God heard me. That's why I'm standing here today. Amen? Because God heard me, right? Praise God. And so crying to the Lord doesn't have to be a prayer, although most communication with God is prayer. Amen? But even if you don't know how to pray, we can all cry out to the Lord. We can all cry out to the Lord, and He will hear us. And when you're alone, when you're in pain, when you're struggling, and you're crying, God hears you. God hears you. There are times in our lives when we just can't take it anymore. Even the strongest of the strong, amen, will fall. Times when we can't take one more step, maybe even times that we prayed, right? But when we reach that point, we need to do more than just pray. We need to do more than just pray. We need to get down on our knees, amen, and cry out to God. Get down on your knees. Cry out to God, because when we do that, Scripture says God is going to respond and He's going to deliver us from our distress. God not only sees our heart, but He sees, I'm sorry, God not only sees our heart, but He hears our heart. Amen? He hears our cries. God hears our cries. I don't know what's up in my throat, but maybe it was the drums. I don't know. I'm not used to playing and preaching on the same day. Okay, second story. Here we go. Second story says, some sat in the darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains. Have we or are we sitting in the darkness today? Right? Are we sitting in the darkness? What are the chains, right, that are binding us up? What are the chains that are binding us today? Is it addiction? Is it depression? Is it mental illness? Right? Have we lost a loved one? Have we been abused? Right? What are our chains? What's binding us today? What's controlling our life? Right? What's controlling our life by these chains? Maybe this story represents you, right? Maybe it does. And why, it says, why were they in affliction, okay? Second verse says, because they rebelled against God's commands. That's why they were in affliction. They rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High, it says. These are people that knew God's word, amen? They knew God's word and they turned away from it. They even rebelled, it says, against it. They rebelled against it. And then verse 12 says, so He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help them. No one to help. So what did they do? Once again, they cried out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord. You see, it's not a sin to fall down. Amen. I tell people this all the time. It's not a sin to fall down. We all fall. We all fall short. Amen. Living in the flesh isn't easy. Living in the flesh is not easy, but we have to get back up. We have to get back up, trust in God, and cry out to the Lord, because God hears our cries. God hears our cries. Goes on to say, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of the darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Broke away their chains. Amen. So that's where you got named the idea for that title of the song, I guess, huh? Go Zach. And the Lord can do the same for us. He can break our chains. Amen? There's no darkness that God can't deliver us from. No darkness. But we have to step into the light. We got to step out of the dark. We got to make that decision. We're living in free will. Amen? If we want to be in the darkness, we're going to be in the darkness. We have to step out of the darkness and step into the light. And that's exactly what you're doing today by being right here with all of us. We stepped into the light. This is the light. Amen? This is the light. This is where we need to be. This is the light. And God can break those chains. I don't care what them chains are. God can break them all. Today we stepped into the light of Christ. And in Christ, there is no darkness. There is no darkness in Christ, and the light always conquers the darkness. Amen? Amen? God can and He will deliver you from the darkness if you allow Him to. Last verse in this story says, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind, for He breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through the bars of iron. The Lord is the ultimate chain breaker. He's the ultimate chain breaker, and His word can cut through the bars of any prison. Any prison. Amen? The Lord can cut through those bars. Ain't that right, Ricky? Even the prison of addiction and homelessness. Right? Doesn't matter. The Lord can cut through all that. We no longer have to be a slave to sin. None of us have to be a slave to sin. God can deliver any of us, but we have to cry out to the Lord. And God hears our cries. You guys relating to that one? Anybody? Okay, we're coming up on number 3 right now. I know a lot of us can relate to those bars. I know that. Whether it's the ones you drink in or the ones you live in. All right, here we go. Third story. Starts out saying, some became fools through their rebellious ways. Sounds like a lot of us at some point. And suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. That sounds like me 20 years ago. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He sent out His word. He sent out His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind. Once again, many of us can and have given a testimony of how we've lived in rebellious ways. Amen? And how we also suffered afflictions because of it. Suffered for many years, a lot of us. Amen? But we made it. We made it. Unfortunately, some of our friends and family didn't make it. Amen? And they're not here today. Some of them didn't make it. But God has you here today for a reason. We're all here. I say it every Tuesday, every Wednesday. We're here by divine appointment. Amen? Each and every one of us. We might not even know we were going to be here last week, but we're here today by divine appointment because God put us here. God has you here today for a reason, so you can make it. Amen? Whether you're a millionaire or homeless or anybody in between, you're here so you can make it. So you can make it. So you can recover. So you can do great things. So you can have eternal life. That's what it's all about. Eternal life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future," man. Amen? That's for all of us. This was part of a letter to the exiles over 2,600 years ago, but that's a promise that the Lord gives to each and every one of us, that He can break our chains as well. Amen? He can break our chains. We're never too far gone for God's love and for Him to deliver us from our pains and our sins. Never too far gone. Like I said, we're a recovery church, and I know so many of us have been delivered from our addictions in this church. Amen? And many of us come from the jails in this church. And many of us come from the streets in this church. Amen? Because we let it be known that everyone's welcome here. Amen? And that's God just does his thing. Amen? He does it. And that's another way that God hears your cries. Amen? God's doors are always open. God hears your cries. He welcomes you into His house. Amen? Amen. Okay, last story. Psalms 107:23 starts out saying, some went out on the sea. And this is for those of us who, up to this point, have said, I can't relate to any of those, right? This one's for you, okay? Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. How many of us have tried to find our peace and satisfaction in money? In making money, amen? As long as I got a bunch of money, I'm good, right? This is never good because money can become our idol. Money can become our idol. Our God is a jealous God, amen? And He wants no other idols before Him. And that includes money, amen? Money's not a bad thing, right? Money, the Bible says money's the root of all evil, amen? But money can be a good thing if we're grounded in Christ. Amen? It can be a great thing. We can do great things with our money when we're grounded in Christ. Second verse says, they saw the works of the Lord, His wonderful deeds in the deep. For He spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. When I read that, I said, I think this speaks of a pride before the fall. Speaks of a pride before the fall. We can get so high and mighty that we forget all about the Almighty. Amen? When we got that big old bank account, it's real easy to forget about the Almighty. Amen. And the money will become your idol. Then goes on to say, they reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. How many in the world, through success in the world, have succumbed to addictions and suicide? Right? Well, I was just reading this today, I think, about the 27 Club. Right? You guys know the 27 Club? The 27-year-old rock stars and that all died at 27 from overdoses and suicides, and they had all the money in the world. They had everything. They had the world at their fingertips, and they all died at 27 years old, at a young age. All the money in the world cannot buy the peace that the Lord gives. Can't buy it. It can't buy it. And if you ain't got the Lord in your life, it can take you down. So it goes on to say, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress. Again, He brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm. I bet they were. And He guided them to their desired haven. We go after the riches and the things of this world to satisfy the flesh. That's what we do. That's what the flesh does. But all we really do when we do that is we create storms for ourselves. We create storms when we don't put God first. Amen? We got to put God. You can go after that money, but you got to put God first. You got to put God first. And when we fall, when we cry out to the Lord to bring us to our desired place, which is what we should have done in the first place. Amen? Pray about it, right? Welcome God into our situation. When we try to get there on our own, what happens eventually? We fall. Amen? We fall. Well, maybe we never make it there, right? We fall. Because God's Word says we can never satisfy the flesh. We just can't do it. Amen? God's Word is the only thing that's going to satisfy, truly satisfy. When we look for joy by making a lot of money and work so much that we don't have time for God, that card house will fall down real quick, real easy. Amen? We can become slaves to our money and worshipers of an idol that will drag us down by a variety of sins and hardships. Alcoholism, drug addiction, whatever that is, food addiction. When you got the money to buy anything you want to buy, it's real easy. Amen? It's real easy for us to get lost. So that's what I was saying. This last message is for anybody that said those other ones that they couldn't relate to it, right? Because I think we can all relate to the love of money. Amen? We can all relate to that. 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. If we're not grounded in Christ, money's going to take us down farther than any of us want to go. I've heard all the stories about people who win the lottery and they end up, you know, worse off than they were in a couple years, millions of dollars down the drain, more in debt than they ever were in their lives. Only Jesus can bring us joy. And unfortunately, a lot of us had to find that out the hard way. Amen? Had to find that out the hard way. And the rest of the psalm says that the Lord would restore and He would bless and He would lift up all those who turn to Him and put God first. He'd restore everything. It was a long list. I didn't list it all. And then at the end, it says, let the one who is wise, amen? Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. Right? That speaks to an attitude of gratitude. Right? That's where we need to be in our lives. And that, whether we got a little or a lot, an attitude of gratitude will keep you grounded. Amen? And so the question is, are we going to be wise today? Have we suffered enough? Are you hungry and thirsty physically and spiritually? Amen? Are you tired of the darkness and want to step into the light? Are you ready to break these chains? Amen? That have held you for so long? Are you ready to make God your only idol? Right? To make Him your only idol and give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love, for He is good. Amen? Because if you are, I want to, and before I get to this, I want to call up, if I can get Cranny, Ricky, Julio, sorry, brother, I forget your name, and anybody else that wants to pray with us or that wants to be a prayer warrior for us right now, Adam, you want to come up too? We're going to do an altar call, okay? And I want anybody that wants to pray with us or pray for us, pray for the people, come on up here. Let's get the prayer warriors up here first. Amen? Amen. Okay. Now this is for everybody, amen? This isn't just for the homeless and just for the church members. This is for everybody, okay? And I want you guys to, don't be shy. I want you to come up. If you feel moved by God to come up, amen? And we're going to give you a chance tonight. We're going to give you a chance to give your life to Christ or reinstate your life to Christ. Amen? And all you got to do is ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. We're going to give an altar call right now. We're going to ask anyone who is tired, who could relate to some of those stories. Amen? Anyone who's hurting, fed up, and ready to give their lives to the Lord. We're going to ask you to step up. Step up here. Come up here so that we can pray for you. Amen? Come up here so we can pray for you. Me and these other pastors could pray for you. Just come on up. Just come in front of any of our prayer warriors here, and we'll lay hands on you individually and pray for you. Amen. God has called you here tonight, and God has heard your cries. Amen. Come on up. Don't be shy, please. God is in the house, and He wants to bless you tonight. Come on up. Let us praise the Lord for His steadfast love, and let us pray for you. Amen. Come on up.
I just want to encourage you, if you're watching and you're scared to get up because image has blocked a relationship between you and God, if unforgiveness or unseen things that haven't been confessed to God that need to be confessed to God is holding you back, that you would come and you would say, God, I break that barrier today in the name of Jesus. And as you see the stirring of the Spirit to move upon men and women that are grown, that can say, yes, I can strip my pride for a moment. Yes, I can strip self away from me for a moment. I want you to come up, brother. I want you to come up, sister. I want you to walk away in freedom, not in guessing. See, revelation belongs to the children of God. And if God has spoken to you today, I want you to take that step. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It matters the size of your heart right now. The one that God gave to you. The one that He beckons. And so as you're stirred and as you're contemplating, as you're thinking, I want that opportunity to sit with you. And not only sit, but that it also be received by God.
And if you're sitting there, everyone, and you don't want to come up, but you feel moved in your heart, just tell the Lord just ask Him to be the Lord of your life. Ask Him to be the Lord of everything that you do. Ask Him to lead you in still waters. Lead you out of the valley of darkness if that's where you're at. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life, to guide you, to use you in a mighty way. Ask for His agape love, and He will give it to you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You, Father. We thank You for every soul gathered here today. May You bring us peace, hope. Thank You for Your mercy and grace. Thank You for Your love. Lift up all those who are out there, all the homeless who are out there right now. Bring them, Lord. Bring them here. Guide them, Father. Provide for them in a mighty way like only You can. Thank You for this opportunity, Father God, to deliver a message. Show the love of Christ towards others. Thank You, Father God, for the healing that You're doing right here, right now, in each and every one of us. Thank You for the peace beyond all the understanding of the world. Peace that we can only find in You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Just want to leave you with an opportunity. I was saying earlier that forgiven sinners, those are the ones that go to heaven. You see, and my proof of text is that without the forgiveness of sin, there's no remission. The shedding of blood, excuse me, without the forgiveness. But let me just put it this way. If you cheat on your wife's not going to let you into the house the next day. If you steal from a friend, your friend's not going to let you hang out with them. If you do something wrong to someone else, there's a judgment for that. And I want to say this, if God don't forgive you, you're not getting to heaven. And I don't know if you've asked God for forgiveness. I don't know if you extended yourself to Him and to say, God, I know I'm not perfect, but I want to give You that opportunity today. If you'll repeat after me, let's make that declaration. Father God, I know I'm not perfect.
No, I'm not perfect.
I know I can do better. Help me to do better. I confess my sin. Clean me of my sin. Set me free of my sin. In Jesus' name, I accept You. Give me the fresh start I need today. Amen.
And when we say those prayers, everyone, it's not just a prayer, but it's our heart. Amen. It's our heart. When we believe it in our heart and say those prayers, the Lord delivers us and the Lord saves us. Amen. And I know we will see each other in eternity. Praise God. Amen. I want to thank you all for being here today. I'm going to say a prayer over the food right now, and we're all going to go eat. I want to remind everyone that the focus is on the homeless, so we're going to feed them first. Amen. We're going to feed the homeless first, and then we're going to feed the servants next. And then we're going to feed Pastor last. Amen. So, because I'm just happy to be here with you guys and to be able to deliver this message, you know, play worship, just love all you guys to Christ. Amen. That's what we're all about here. And like Ricky said earlier, if you don't have a church and you like and see what you hear and see and hear here today, you're welcome. We love all people to Christ. Amen. We love all people to Christ. So let us pray for the food. Father God, we just we thank You, Lord, for every soul gathered here today. And we thank You for all the hands and feet of Christ that have been here today, Lord, that are serving, that are helping. all the hands that prepared the food today, Lord. We ask that you bless the food. Bless the hands that prepared it, Lord. Bless the bodies that are going to be nourished by it, Father God. And we just thank you for the provision, Lord. We know that you always provide. Just as you provided for the 4,000 and the 5,000. Every time we have a meal here, you provide beyond our understanding. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for everyone that's been generous and helpful and it's prayed for people and just for everyone that has the heart of God in them today. Lord, we ask that you bless this meal, bless this time, and bless everyone. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys. Go ahead, Christina.
I always do last minute. I'm sorry, Pastor. He already explained the food. That's for our guest first. Guest, you're going to go. There's only one door that's open. The other door is blocked off. So you want to go through this last door. You'll come through that door and you'll exit through the other door. And you can eat inside. You're welcome to eat inside in the air conditioning. Also, if you should have received a red ticket. So if you have your red ticket, while you're eating, helpers and those who are here to serve, if you'll help us bring the tables in. Kim has the red tickets. If you did not get a red ticket, go ahead and get one from her on your way out. Helpers, we're going to bring the tables in with the clothing, resources, gift bags, and all that jazz. The red tickets are for your gift bags. So eat first, enjoy fellowship time, then come through the church here, starting at the back door. You'll be able to go through clothes in the air conditioning, get your resources in the air conditioning. Get air conditioning's important, right?
Right.
Jesus, then air conditioning. Air conditioning, get your clothes, your free gift, and all that. And then also to our guests, I just want you to know we're here for you. If you have any questions, you have any resource needs, you're ready to get off the street today, we know where you can go. So ask one of us. We'll help you. We'll give you a ride. Right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give you a ride. And anyone here who's willing to give rides, let one of us know so we can get that taken care of, okay?
Yeah.
So
you want to get into a program, you want to get off the streets, you want to go, whatever you want to do, we will take you right now.
Yep.
And we will, or we'll set it up, we'll do whatever we got to do to help you. If you're ready, if this message spoke to your heart today and you gave your life to Christ and you're ready to get off the streets, let us know. We will help you right now.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Praise God.
That's what we're here for.
That's right.
We're here for real to help you. We're not here just to sing. We're not here just to preach. We're not here. That's not why we come out here and do this. We come out here because we want to love on you, on those that that don't feel. You know, I remember when I felt unlovable. Do you remember being unlovable?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody loved on you anyway?
Mom always did.
That was through Jesus. Mom always did. Yeah. But she was praying for you too, brother.
She was.
Pastor, she was praying for you too.
Amen.
Those of you who are here who know the Lord, please love on people that are here that may not. Amen. Tell them your testimony. Tell them about what Jesus has done for you. There is nothing louder, no message louder than your own personal testimony.
Right.
So please share the love, share your story, share God's love, share God's story in your life. Okay? Amen.
That's right.
Amen. God bless y'all.
And for anyone that's ready to serve through the evening, we're going to need help cleaning up afterwards. So God bless you if you can stay and help us after for cleanup. Probably going to finish up, I'm thinking around 6:30 or so. So if you're able to stay and help us clean up, we appreciate you. Amen. God bless you.
Pastor Reed, Brother Reed right here is a new friend of Bags of Love AZ. So we're going to give him just a moment to share something with you, okay?
Go ahead.
Thanks, brother.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Hey, y'all, dang, it got cold in here. You know what I'm saying? So next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, at House of Judah, my church. It's the corner of 5th Street and Hatcher. We're doing a community information fair. And what that is we church folk, I'm a church boy, we're going to be out there. My church is going to be out there. But the community agencies in that area will be there to let you know what type of resources that are available to you.
Okay, so Sunny Slope Community Center, Neighborhood Services, the fire department's going to be out there talking about safety. Sweet Style Custom Bikes. We'll have about 30 bikes out there. They were featured in Lowrider Magazine. They'll be out there with all, I mean, these are some nice bikes. You only see them in magazines, believe that. There's going to be a lot of people out there. It's going to be food out there. It's going to be ministry also. Those of you who are ministry-minded, just come out and just, you know, show somebody some love. Give somebody a smile. Even if you don't disciple or witness to them, at least you can give them a warm heart and a good smile. Amen. Sometimes that's all that's needed, you know. And if I can get you to do one thing for me, let me see. How many people love Jesus? Raise your hand. Okay, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Raise it. Keep your hand up. Now, how many people can raise their hand up higher? Okay, see, that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to do your all. Okay? He wants to give you to give your all. Amen? All right, amen. Everybody.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for coming out, all who served, all who helped.